Continuing that first reading from the letter of St. John. Love, 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 love. Seems to be the theme throughout. My brothers and sisters, we often hear that word and we imagine that it is easy in some sense to love, and yet it was necessary for Jesus Christ to come to save the world from its sin, to offer us eternal life so that we could love. We must have freedom to love. If you are not free to say no, you are not free to say yes. Freedom must be restored, freedom given, so that the choice might be ours to say yes. Because if we love the way we're supposed to love, it will feel as if we are dying. Because we're actually making a gift of ourselves. We're pouring ourselves out. Love is defined not by a book with Webster on the cover, but by the actions of Jesus Christ. God is love, and love is revealed in his actions, in his witness, in his testimony. If we imagine it is easy to love, then I don't think we understand what love is. We are called to love as God loves. If we do that without redemption, we die. In the gift of redemption, the gift of eternal life, and the promise of life eternal in Jesus Christ, we then have the courage to truly make the gift of ourselves in love one for the other. Jesus is anointed with the Holy Spirit. We will celebrate on Sunday his baptism. And the Holy Spirit comes upon him in order for him to do this mission, to set us free so that we can enter into our identity as beloved sons and daughters of God who love as God loves. We must grasp our redemption to be able to grasp our vocation. If our vocational love is not defined by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, then our love will be self-seeking, and it will be fearful. We will be afraid to give because of what we will lose. And losing ourselves and in giving ourselves completely to Jesus Christ in the waters of baptism, our life is no longer our own. And yet it is preserved in Jesus Christ. You are free to love, to give your life away in love because of what Jesus has done. So, again, love, love, love. How do you have the courage to love? Because I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because my life is no longer my own. And because of that, I can make a gift of it. I don't have to scratch and claw to bring meaning to my life. It has been given to me by Jesus. Its meaning, its purpose. And now I am free to make a gift of my life to others. Redemption is necessary, my brothers and sisters. It is necessary if we truly desire to love in freedom as sons and daughters of God. Amen.